prudence is a word we can all agree on, but what exactly should prudence mean when Michael Noonan presents his budget along with Brendan Howlin in the Dáil next month? The Fiscal Advisory Council has a view. Before we come to their view and to get their out explanation of it, let's listen to what Michael Noonan had to say most recently. This is after the publication of very encouraging growth figures from the Central Statistics Office last year, with revenue up and growth up. This is how the Minister of Finance saw his task in the budget and how he would do it.
We'll still have to do a 2 billion consolidation, because to get from where we were, a deficit of 4.8 to 2.9, it requires a consolidation of 2.1 billion. But the thing is that we won't have to do it by extra taxes or extra cutbacks. There is enough tax buoyancy in the growing economy to deliver the resources to do that level of consolidation, as I say, without increasing taxes or without cutting expenditure further.
That's Michael Noonan speaking last Thursday. Joining us now from RTE's Galway studio, Professor John McHale, Chairman of the Irish Fiscal Advisory Council, which has presented its latest advice to the government this morning. John McHale, good morning.
Good morning, Colin.
And just to confirm with you that Michael Noonan was speaking last Thursday before he'd got your latest advice, correct?
That's right.
Now, he's saying we can do it painlessly. You're saying the opposite. Why?
Well, in this statement, we're really making two main points. The more general concern is that there is a danger that we'll repeat the pattern of relaxing fiscal discipline in better economic times. And we know that in the past that's contributed to the boom-bust cycle that's done so much damage to the economy and people's lives. The more specific advice is that there really should be a last push in the fiscal adjustment, essentially following through on the government's previously stated plans. In terms of why, the minister is right that the new growth figures and the exchequer returns do indicate that the target of getting the deficit below 3% of GDP next year can be met with an adjustment of less than 2 billion. But getting the deficit below 3% of GDP is certainly not the sole target. We still have a deficit of 7 billion this year. We have a huge debt. So we're still in quite a vulnerable position in a fragile international economy. And we still have a distance to go in the fiscal adjustment. We need to get to a balanced budget. So we don't think now is the time to be scaling back. And we think that final big push should be pursued.
Which is a message we heard from you, I think, earlier this year. Now, bearing in mind that very positive editorial in the Financial Times this morning, which nevertheless says that there are things to worry about, particularly the level of debt you just spoken about, which they say is going to be at dangerous levels for years to come. 7 billion, you say, will be the deficit between the difference between what the government takes in and what it spends next year, even with this buoyancy. So, given the fact that we've heard Michael Noonan say he's going to do what he's going to do, he's not going to take your advice, essentially. What's your view of the risks we'll run?
Well, there certainly are substantial risks. As I mentioned, the international environment is still quite fragile. So at the moment, our borrowing costs are low. And I don't think immediately doing a smaller adjustment than the 2 billion will put at risk the creditworthiness of the state or anything. But if we were to be hit by some negative news, having a higher debt and also having given up some of the credibility that we've earned by really following through on plans would put us in a more fragile position. By doing less adjustment, it certainly sort of helps the economy in the short run, but increases the risks over the longer term.
Do you have any problem with the tax cuts, for example, those promised by the Taoiseach last Friday, the 1% tax cut cut on the top rate?
Well, I think we have to recognise, as your piece with Sean Whelan noted earlier, we face very strong spending pressures over the next number of years, partly related to demographics. We're also going to be carrying a large legacy of the crisis in terms of higher interest costs. So, unfortunately, the adjustments really are not something that are temporary and now can be unwound. So this doesn't seem to be the right point in time to be reducing the revenue-raising capacity of the state.
After, I think it's 6 years of austerity budgets of one kind or another, does it not make sense, if things are picking up in a responsible way, and Michael Noonan has said he's promised he'll be responsible and sensible, but does it not make sense to a degree to try and encourage an investment, to try and encourage personal consumption spending through breaks of some kind or another to taxpayers?
Well, the adjustment has, of course, placed a huge burden on people, and we absolutely understand the desire to have some easing up at this point. But we have to recognise that any additional borrowing now is going to have to be paid back with interest. So it certainly is not going to be free money by any means. Also, the economy is now growing at 4.5%, well above estimates, the government's own estimates of the sustainable rate. So the case for a more sort of counter-cyclical policy to try to boost the economy, if anything, is probably weaker at this point.
Just a final question about advice which you give, which is not followed, and it looks like, that looks like this is going to happen on this occasion again. Do you ever think of considering your position and saying, what's the point of this?
Well, we do think that the government takes our advice on board. One of the things that we emphasised a lot in the previous report was the dangers of the boom-bust cycle. And I think that's very much been taken on board by the government. And you can see that in statements from both Minister Noonan and Minister Howlin. I think you're right. The real test of the Fiscal Advisory Council will come in good times. And that's really why we were set up, so that we don't repeat the mistakes of the past. But one thing we're not going to do is align our advice with what the government is going to do anyway. So we'll take the criticism that they're not following our advice, but I think it's probably the criticism is properly directed at the people not taking the advice rather than the advice givers.
Professor John McHale, thank you very much for coming into our Galway studio.